Teaching is a difficult profession, and these days, teachers often don't last more than a few years. NPR's Claudio Sanchez introduces us now to one who spent nearly 80 years in the classroom.
Paul Miller loved teaching math so much, he wanted to do it forever and nothing else. His career started in Baltimore, Maryland, his hometown, in 1934. Back then, the Dust Bowl was wreaking havoc in the Plain States. Bank robbers Bonnie and Clyde were gunned down by police in Louisiana. And that year, Miller started teaching elementary school kids by day, college students at night, and his mother on weekends.
As a teacher, how to write her name, her address of her house.
Miller's parents were Jewish immigrants who had left their native Lithuania long before the Nazis occupied their country in 1941.
My parents spoke Yiddish and didn't know any English at all.
Miller didn't know very much English either when he started grammar school, but he went on to do well and enrolled in the only college he could afford, a teacher's college, which turned out to be a good decision because teaching was one of the few jobs available during the Depression. Every dime Miller made, he gave to his parents until he got married. Miller and his wife had 7 children during some pretty tough times. The family struggled on a teacher's wages. But Lisa, Miller's youngest child, remembers that as long as her dad was teaching, he was happy.
I don't think he ever considered it work because he loved what he was doing.
Miller these days lives in an assisted living facility where his family visits him often. Papa, that's what his grandkids, Ilana and Max, call him.
Papa, you want to play some cards?
Huh?
We're playing poker.
Playing poker?
Miller has lost most of his hearing, so he's hooked up to a gadget that amplifies what people are saying.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You had a straight. You win.
Have a straight? Where do you see that?
Miller sits up in his wheelchair, looks at his cards, strokes his chin, and smiles. He really lights up, though, when a former student comes by.
Hey,
how you
doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
How's it going? How you doing?
How you doing?
You winning? You're not cheating, are you?
John Shapiro heard NPR was doing a story about Miller, so he wanted to come by and explain why Miller was his all-time favorite teacher.
Until I met Mr. Miller originally in 1978, I always thought math was boring. And he had a way of making it very easy, very simple. Anyway, it worked for me, that's for sure.
The key to teaching is just one word, repetition, because it helps you to remember. One of the foundations of learning is repetition.
Repetition and rote memorization these days aren't exactly cutting edge, but it's hard to disagree with the advice that Miller gives teachers who are just starting out.
Be sure that you know your subject.
But I wonder, is that enough? Today, even talented teachers who know their stuff are leaving the profession in droves. So I asked Miller.
In your 78-year career, was there ever a time that you felt like leaving the profession?
Anytime you have a bad day, you think of that. In the morning, it's all forgotten.
Miller loved teaching so much, even a heart attack at age 84 could not keep him away from the classroom.
I tell you the truth, I don't even remember having a heart attack.
Miller taught 14 more years after that heart attack. By the time he retired in 2014, he had written a college math textbook and become the first Maryland teacher to be inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. It was recognition that Miller wasn't sure he deserved or expected.
If you become a teacher because you're going to become famous, forget it.
Paul Miller will turn 101 in October. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.